entire universe is made up of a form of oscillating, vibrating energy, whether or not that's light, or color, or sound, or magnetism. Everything is a form of vibration and energy. And science has begun to explore into the atomic world that makes up all of the particles of matter, that when we get down to our micro-microscopes and our high-energy particle physics experiments, it turns out that what we thought were very solid particles of matter are actually pulsating, vibrating energy compressed into little tiny packets, which we call quanta of energy. These particles, such as electrons, are sometimes referred to as physicists, for instance, as wave packets, not as solid little billiard balls as we might think of them. So the concept of the world as being a place of solid matter is really a kind of an illusion, because at the microscopic world of these subatomic particles, we really are made up of packets of frozen energy. It is vibrating energy still, but it is kind of compressed into tiny little packets that are held together in very specific ways. Now, the body as an energy system can be looked at in terms of whether or not the energy is flowing correctly within the body, and we can also use the concept of energy to diagnose where something is going wrong within the body because the energy of the system is not behaving properly. So in other words, we're not talking about a mechanistic view of the body, but we're talking about an energetic view of the body. Now, vibrational medicine utilizes a different variety of forms of diagnosing illness by measuring these energies of the body, but it also involves treating illness using pure forms and different frequencies of energy, whether or not that's the energy of light and color, or sound energy, or electromagnetic fields, or pulsed magnetic fields, but also using a form of energy that we would call life energy. These are the energies of such things as homeopathic remedies and flower essences. This is the energy realm of the acupuncture meridian system. Now, vibrational medicine is a new term, but it's a description of something which is probably a very ancient form of healing and diagnosis. It is just something that has become updated with modern scientific studies and with a new terminology that the modern world of physicians can begin to understand so that they can begin to work with human beings not just as machines but as very complex energetic systems. And so vibrational medicine is really kind of the art and science of healing with energy. Now, to look at where vibrational medicine takes off from conventional medicine, it would be best to look at the idea of what we call the Newtonian versus the Einsteinian paradigm of medicine. A paradigm is a worldview. It's a way of looking at the world. And the Newtonian worldview looks at the body and the universe in general as a kind of a grand clockwork-like machine. It is based on the concept of Newtonian physics, which is sometimes referred to as billiard ball mechanics, things having to do with force and mass and acceleration. In the era of Isaac Newton, they really didn't know too much about the forces of electromagnetism, and so much of what was discussed as far as how the world worked was how things worked with a kind of clockwork accuracy. And the universe was felt to work as a kind of a grand machine. Now, that has carried over into how doctors are trained to look at the human body as a type of a grand machine, with the heart as a pump, the kidney as a basic filter, the lungs as a kind of bellows taking in oxygen into our bodies. And we have this kind of concept of muscles as pulleys and gears on a skeletal system. And so the Newtonian model has become firmly entrenched in the way doctors think about the human body as a type of machine. Now, the type of machine has changed over time. In the early days of several hundred years ago, it was more of a strict mechanical clockwork-like machine. Today, we've taken that machine concept to perhaps a new stage, and we think of the body more as a kind of a computer, a biocomputer, if you will. But they still think of the cells and molecules of the body in terms of how they work together in a kind of a clockwork way. Now, Newtonian-based medicine, which is really the premier paradigm of medicine today, has given us many benefits. Through things such as vaccination programs, we have eradicated many epidemic diseases that were rampant not more than 60 to 70 years ago. We've been able to increase our lifespans due to improvement in the quality of our hygiene, in terms of monitoring our food for quality, bacterial contamination. We have actually improved survival from various forms of cancer, such as Hodgkin's disease and certain childhood leukemias with various forms of chemotherapy, where people who did not have access to this combination chemotherapy in the past uniformly died. So there are many good things from conventional Newtonian medicine. We've improved the survival of things like end-stage heart disease and kidney disease from organ transplants, and improved survival from diabetes due to drug treatments such as medicines that help to lower blood sugar or the ability to actually administer insulin to ourselves, something that was not possible 100 years ago. There have been decreased mortality from strokes and heart attacks due to better control of hypertension from drug therapies and clot-busting drugs that are able to dissolve blood clots that are threatening to cause damage to the heart. And many of these things are all based on this micro-mechanistic approach, the idea that the body is still a micro-mechanistic type of entity, that drugs will work on specific areas of the body, such as receptors, to turn on and off switches. And so even though we've gotten more sophisticated with molecular biology, we're still talking about a kind of Newtonian micro-modeling of the body. Now, along with all of these wonderful benefits we've had with Newtonian medicine, there are also many hazards that have come along with this. One of the things is the increased bacterial resistance that we're seeing now from the overuse of antibiotics. We are beginning to see the overgrowth of yeast and candida syndromes from the overuse of antibiotics and steroids as well. Many people who are using various non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for arthritis and for other pain disorders are often admitted to the hospital for bleeding ulcers. And so we're actually causing problems with some of the drugs that we're using. Also, because the drugs may work on one receptor in the body but are not always specific to where they'll go, they can have other miscellaneous side effects, such as nausea and affecting the nervous system and causing drowsiness. Many of the drugs for hypertension have to be modified to find one that doesn't cause side effects in an individual. We're also finding that some of these wonderful chemotherapy drugs that are helpful in getting rid of certain forms of cancer are now causing the delayed appearance of secondary malignancies because these same cancer chemotherapy drugs can also suppress the immune system and lead to the delayed appearance of new cancers later. Even with regular forms of surgery, there are complications such as wound infections and strokes and pneumonias. We need to look at what the limitations of the Newtonian model are. In a recent visit to China, World Research Foundation spoke with the Chinese about some of their forms of alternative medicine. Drug therapy to them was alternative medicine because they had such a track record with using herbal forms of therapy that had very few side effects that they were surprised that we had held on to using drugs for so long because of all of the side effects. So the concept of alternative or vibrational medicine depends on your cultural perspective. Now, the Einsteinian model, or the vibrational model, if you will, views the body and the universe as a series of interpenetrating energy fields. The basic Einsteinian model is in part based on Einstein's theory of E equals mc squared, that energy equals matter times the speed of light. What that means is that energy and matter are two expressions of the same things, and they're interconvertible. We've seen the actual creation of energy from matter in the